According to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, 800,000 children are reported missing in the U.S. every year. Florida Department of Law Enforcement Commissioner Gerald Bailey read the names of some of the children still missing in the state during Monday's ceremony. Governor Rick Scott says about 5% of all missing child reports nationally are filed in the Sunshine State.
Each year, approximately 41,000 children are reported missing in the state of Florida. Please know that our state is committed to put forth every possible effort to find each and every missing person.
Bailey says the number of missing children in Florida is decreasing every year. Though FDLE could not provide numbers from previous years, the number of cases reported to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, a clearinghouse which helps local law enforcement agencies track down missing kids, appears to back his statement up. More than 3,100 were reported to the center in 2011, about 2,900 last year, and 2013 is on track to see about 2,500. Bob Lowry, the center's director, says not every missing child's case makes it to his desk, but the ones that do are almost always solved. The center has a 97% recovery rate.
There is no mandatory requirement to report to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Families can opt to call us and ask for assistance on their missing child case. As long as they have claimed the custody of the child is the only requirement that we have.
Still, the parents of missing kids like Joyce Kessie, whose daughter Jennifer has been missing since 2006, says she thinks there's more reporting still to be done.
I think that the lesson that is to be learned for the public is pay attention. If something doesn't feel right, something doesn't look right, you're not a detective, reach out and call law enforcement.
Bob Lowry says Florida's child recovery efforts have been bolstered by initiatives like the state's Safe Harbor Act and FDLE's Missing Children's Ad campaign. Through June, Lowry's group was working on nearly 200 cases reported to it from Florida in the first half of 2013 alone. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Benk.